Paul Newman, born January 26, 1925, in Connecticut, USA. After serving in the US military, he turned to acting and became one of the biggest movie stars of his time. My personal favorites, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, 1969, and The Sting, 1973. Paul Newman was also a very passionate race car driver. He started racing cars at the age of 46 and continued well into his 70s and even 80s. He also had a partnership race team in IndyCar Racing. Newman Haas Racing won 107 races and 8 drivers' championships between 1983 and 2011. Paul Newman was also an entrepreneur and philanthropist. In 1982, he created the Newman's Own food brand, a partnership with author A.E. Hotchner. The company donates 100% of its after-tax profits to the Newman's Own Foundation, which supports various educational and charitable organizations. Bear with me, this is a watch review video, but I felt it was important for me to cover just a little of the legacy of Paul Newman, as it's the reason why I'm reviewing this watch that I have with me here today. So let's talk about watches. In 1968, Paul Newman's wife, Joanna Woodward, also a huge movie star, bought a Rolex Daytona reference 6239 at the Tiffany store in New York. She had the watch case back engraved, a beautiful token of her love and care for her race car driving husband. Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward would remain married for 5 decades until Paul's death in September 26, 2008. Paul Newman was known to wear the Rolex Daytona that Joanna Woodward gave to him almost daily for some 15 years. And for this reason, the rare Rolex Daytona reference 6239 models simply became known as the Paul Newman. In 1984, Paul Newman gifted the watch to James Cox, boyfriend at the time to his daughter Nell Newman. 33 years later on October 26, 2017, the watch resurfaced again into the public spotlight when James Cox entered the watch for auction with the Phillips Auction House in New York. The first watch bid came in at a staggering $10 million, and just 12 minutes later, the auction closed with a final bid of $15.5 million. With all the final fees, the total sale price was $17.8 million, making this at the time the world's most expensive wristwatch. A large portion of the sale was donated by James Cox to the Nell Newman Foundation. James Cox and Nell Newman have remained close friends since dating. He is also a longtime board member of the Nell Newman Foundation and friend of the Newman family. With such a wonderful story attached to Paul Newman's Rolex Daytona reference 6239, I was really pleased to see a beautiful homage of that exact watch released December 2021 by Pagani Design. The model is the PD1676. Costing less than $150, the watch has great specifications and is really well made. Let's take a closer look. Solid stainless steel case, 40 millimeters wide. Case length is 48 millimeters. Thickness is 13 millimeters to the top of a lovely box edge and slightly domed sapphire crystal. And it's really nice that the crystal has a layer of anti-reflective coating. A beautiful black gloss ceramic bezel with engraved white text displaying a tachymeter scale. The text is sharply engraved into the ceramic bezel and is excellent in its finishing. The watch has a Japanese Seiko VK63 Mecha Quartz chronograph movement. Accuracy plus or minus 20 seconds per month. Battery is a replaceable 394, which you can expect around 3 years of use from. Three black subdials with silver hands. On the left is the minutes counter for the chronograph. Bottom middle is the time seconds hand. And on the right is the 24-hour indicator of the current time. A lovely red chapter ring around the dial paying homage to the original Paul Newman Rolex Daytona. Two screw-down locking pushers on the right-hand side of the watch case operate the chronograph. Top right is your start-stop button. Bottom right is your reset button. Screw-down crown with embossed Pagani Design logo and a stainless steel screw-down case back completes the 100 meters of water resistance for this watch. A very nice checkered flag and race car profile engraved onto the stainless steel case back. 20 millimeter lug width with a solid stainless steel bracelet including solid end links. Adjusting the bracelet is made easy with screwed links. The bracelet tapers nicely down to 16 millimeters to a solid stainless steel clasp with diver's extension. I'm really glad it has this diver's extension as I have to have it open to get the perfect fit for my 7.25-inch wrist. Total weight sized up for my wrist is 128 grams. Very nice mirror polishing on the side of the case. face and matte brushing on the front surface of the lugs. There is a small amount of loom on the hour and minute hands, also on the applied hour markers. So running through those specs, you get a solid stainless steel case, sapphire crystal, ceramic bezel, Seiko Mecha Quartz chronograph movement, 100 meters water resistance, and the Paul Newman connection to a $17.6 million watch. The watch feels very well made, has great specifications, and looks very cool on the wrist. I can highly recommend the Pagani Design Paul Newman as a fun and affordable everyday watch that could last for many decades if looked after. I'll leave a link in the description below to where I got mine from at the lowest price. Any questions about the Pagani Design Paul Newman, leave in the comments. I love talking watches and I will always reply. And for my own wristwatch check today, I'm wearing my Vostok Amphibia Neptune. This was also a gift to me, and going back to the Rolex Daytona that Joanna Woodward gave to Paul Newman as a gift, I think there's no greater gift that you can give to anybody than a very special automatic watch. I've done a full review of this Vostok as well. I'll leave a link in the description below if you want to check that out. Thanks for watching today. Have a great day, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Cool Watch Reviews. Bye for now.